This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores low-tech solutions with high impact. And now here's Paige.
Regular listeners of Everyday Bioethics know we often highlight high-tech solutions to human disease and suffering. Although they amaze us, they often come with a high price tag. Sometimes the greatest impact on human life can come from a less costly, low-tech solution. Today, I would like to tell you about a few simple solutions that can make a big difference in improving health and saving lives around the world. Every minute, a woman dies somewhere from pregnancy or childbirth. 10 million women and their newborn infants are at risk of injury, infection, or disease just because they don't have a safe and clean place to give birth. For $25, something called the Safe Motherhood Kit provides essential training and sterile birthing supplies such as gloves, along with a hat, tunic, and blanket for the new baby. This kit helps a mother and her newborn off to a healthy start. One of the primary causes of maternal death and complications is postpartum hemorrhage. The best solution is to have a trained birth attendant who can administer injections and massage the uterus. But even without a birth attendant, the mother's health might be protected. Uniject is a pre-measured syringe of two helpful drugs that can be taken to prevent hemorrhage or to treat a woman who is hemorrhaging. One syringe costs less than $5. Many maternal and infant deaths could be prevented if the pregnant mom merely had good prenatal care. She may have anemia, high blood pressure, HIV, or malaria that complicate both the pregnancy and birth. If these are treated, not only do pregnancy and childbirth go better, but the newborn's chance of surviving and thriving improves. It's not enough to survive delivery and the neonatal period. There has been a lot of controversy about the value of vitamins in the U.S., but micronutrients such as iodine, iron, and vitamin A are especially valuable during pregnancy and childhood. An iodine deficiency can reduce a child's IQ by 15 points or cause deafness. Iodine supplements cost less than 5 cents per year. Breastfeeding is the primary source of vitamin A for infants, so giving the mom a vitamin A supplement could save her baby's life. As Christians, we are concerned about the life and health of moms and their children in developing countries. But we also want to be wise stewards, looking for ways our dollar will have the most impact. Think about giving a safe motherhood kit or vitamin packets. They may not have the appeal of a high-tech solution, but these low-tech, low-cost, high-impact solutions really do save lives. If you're not sure where to start, check out the resources at the end of the transcript of this commentary. Or you can try a high-tech solution. Google Safe Motherhood Kit or Donating Prenatal Vitamins. You can give online today. A few clicks just might save a few lives.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.